message.
Grief is a strange visitor. It is something that we all share in our own way at one time or another. It blows in like an unexpected wind, reminding us that, in many ways, our world will never be the same. At that moment, and often in many intermittent moments that follow, the grip of that pain can be so acute that we are left momentarily paralyzed, not certain as to what we should do to rid ourselves of its unwelcome presence. Sometimes we simply want to escape the harsh reality. We just want to be normal again. That pain has a weight. It is often like a pit in the stomach that just will not go away. There is an anxiety to it, as if something remains undone. We want someone, something, some magical elixir that will just take this pain away. I lost both of my parents. My mother passed away just over 6 years ago from pancreatic cancer. My father joined her the following year. My 18-year-old Maltese Rupert, who was by my side comforting me through both of those losses, crossed the Rainbow Bridge 3 months ago. And from that one especially, I am still reeling and find myself still shedding tears almost daily. And despite the passage of time, I have found the subsequent days, months, years to be even more challenging. For me, their absence is even more apparent now. The vacancy of my touchstones seem wider, darker, and more visible than they were before. I often have the urge to cry, and sometimes I do. And with my dog, it is difficult for me to even say his name. Other times, when I feel the grief building and just threatening to take my breath, I press it down and temporarily avert the oncoming crisis until a time that I consider more appropriate. Even though I know that it is philosophically untrue, it makes me feel weak and very much alone. There is no right way to travel this road, and if there is, no one has told me, because I'm probably not doing it right. It is a bumpy ride, no matter which route you choose. But I do know this. It is important to remember that allowing the grief and finding a way to befriend it is healthy. It is not going to be vanquished. Repressing it will simply delay the release, providing the risk of it building to an explosive capacity where an eruption is necessary to relieve that pressure. If you can, find a friend, a mentor, a therapist, a spiritual advisor, a trusted soul, preferably someone that has been through it, that will support you without fear of judgment or reprisal. I'm not going to lie. It's going to be uncomfortable. It is for all of us. Grief cannot and should not be escaped. It is a necessary part of the human experience. It is unmatched in hurt and heartache, and it also provides the opportunity for a deeper appreciation for all of those that are left behind. It's a testament to the love that we have for those we have lost. In their absence, that love has nowhere to go, and that, they say, is what becomes grief. You can look grief directly in the face. You may crack, but you will not break. You're not only mourning the passing of your loved one. In many respects, you are also saying goodbye to the person that you were when they were present. Things are not going to be the same, but it does not mean that things will be bad. It does not mean that things will be worse. They will simply be different. To be successful humans, we must be willing to embrace all of life's experiences, knowing that they will all serve us if we allow them to do so. It's those things that make us who we are. If you are grieving, I want you to know that you are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. If you know of others who might appreciate this podcast, please share it with them. Thanks.